Okay, well, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me about this problem of sewage dumping, and you are calling for the water company to be made legally responsible for the sewage dumping. Why do you think this problem is getting worse? I mean, it's been going on for a long time. They've been dumping sewage in the rivers, and Thames water in particular, you've mentioned. What's their reaction to the calls you've made?
Well, I mean, at the moment, I mean, they're saying that there's a lot of historical reasons as to why this is happening. You know, the reality is there hasn't been the investment in the water system for a very long period of time. We've seen companies like Thames Water prioritise profits and shareholder dividends over the infrastructure. And unfortunately, it seems to us that the issue is becoming worse. And, you know, we detailed large numbers of instances where Thames Water have dumped raw sewage into the water. You know, this is water that people swim in, they fish in, and quite frankly, it's not good enough. And we need the water industry to put the public and customers first, as opposed to shareholders and investors.
Yeah, they're not actually dredging the rivers anymore. I mean, they used to dredge rivers, didn't they? Why are they not? Have they said that? Why they're not doing that? Is it just not investing in them?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, unfortunately, since privatisation, this is an industry that's been governed by short-termism, and that's why we're not seeing the investment in it. And if you see the amounts of money that have been taken out, often, you know, to give them to shareholders, like, you know, bizarrely, the Ontario Teachers Pension Fund is one of the big investors, and Macquarie, who was an Australian venture capital fund. You know, the reality is that money coming out of British consumers is going to these organisations. And, you know, while we don't have an issue with people making a reasonable return, we have to ultimately maintain our current water system. This is one that the British public built, the British public invested in, and we think it's only right that we get the benefits of that, not foreign investors.
Do you have any examples of spillages sort of in our area? I think you mentioned Tooting.
Yeah, I mean, the River Graveney, which runs into the Thames, you know, in 2020, there were over 150 instances where raw sewage was dumped into that. And when you think about it, that's basically raw sewage being dumped into it every 2 days, roughly. And that's quite a frightening amount. And as I said, this is something that children will bathe in, dogs will swim in, people will fish in. And it really is quite concerning that that is the case.
Absolutely. And when raw sewage is dumped in, do the public ring in? Do they tell you? Who do they inform when they see evidence of sewage in the river?
Well, often people will contact Ofwat, or they will contact the water companies themselves. Most of the stuff that comes for us as a union is very much what our members, the engineers, tell us about. So, you know, we look after most of the engineers who keep the pumping stations running, who are aware of how the system works. And they've certainly seen this increasing over the last few years.
And how do they feel? I mean, obviously, they would like to see the work they're doing have more results rather than be lowly paid. And how do they feel about it?
Well, I mean, ultimately, they take a lot of pride in the job they do. You know, water is an essential of life. We all need it. And for a long period of time, you know, the British water system was the best in the world. And it's really sad for them to see the lack of investment going into it, which is leading to these problems. You know, what we want is safe, clean water, with the benefits of that system being ultimately given to the British public. And that's why GMB have been arguing for a long time that there is not a better case for renationalisation than the water industry. You know, water is something that falls from the sky, it's cleaned locally, it's pumped locally. Why is it that the profits of that are ultimately going to people on the other side of the planet when it should be coming into Britain? You know, the argument is by government is that they need the investment. Actually, what we've seen is money coming out of the system, not going into it. So it's time for us to accept that in this particular instance, sort of privatisation has failed. It's failed the consumers, it's failed the public, and it needs to be reversed. So ultimately, we have a system that's fit for purpose in the future.
So you're calling really people go back into the public domain rather than the private domain?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, water is not a luxury. You know, it's something we all need. It's something we're legally entitled to, as your water cannot be cut off under the law. And it just seems ludicrous that, you know, a system that was built by this nation, you know, built via local authorities and the government, is ultimately now being run for the benefit of foreign investors. And while I have absolutely no issue whatsoever with the Ontario teachers, you know, if anything, they should be getting money out of their water system, and our water system should be used for the benefit of the British public.
Well, this is sort of runs parallel with lots of our utilities in the UK, and that they are all owned by foreign companies and foreign investors are making money out of them. What will your workers say to you? You say they're leaving in their droves. Is that true? They're actually leaving because they're so upset about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are lots of reasons why people are leaving the water industry. The water industry is currently suffering from a lack of people going into it. You know, there are still good jobs and many of them are unionised, but there are issues with pay. There are shortages in the number of engineers. And what we're finding in water and similar in a lot of industries at the moment is there is a skill shortage. You know, one of the problems we're finding with the government, whether it's lorry drivers, whether it's gas workers, there's been this view that the market will deliver. And unfortunately, the market isn't deliver. And that's why we're seeing problems in the water industry. It's why we keep seeing bare shelves in supermarkets, because ultimately there is this belief that the market resolves all. And unfortunately, we're seeing what happens. The government needs a plan. They need to get ahead of this. They need to regulate to make sure the water companies are doing what they're doing, which is keeping our rivers and streams free and making sure that the public have clean, safe drinking water. It's not a lot to ask, and we think that's more than fair.
And when you challenge the water companies, I think this is a particular reason you're talking about Thames Water. What's their explanation, as you say?
Well, they often talk about sort of, you know, price constraints, that they're often working within the law as it's set at the moment. I mean, for us, it's about actually trying to improve standards. And we don't think improving standards is an unreasonable thing to do in this area. So we want to make sure, you know, and we're happy to work with good companies who work with us. You know, and ultimately, I think we want the same thing out of this. You know, we want a water system we can be proud of. We were world leading in this. You know, the London sewers are probably the greatest example of sewers are since the Romans. And unfortunately, at the moment, they're creaking under the pressure. And, you know, we need that investment. The reason we have a great public water system in Britain is because it was identified in the 19th century that this is where cholera was coming from.
Absolutely.
And that was where there was a massive investment to keep the public safe. And while we're nowhere near that level, you know, we have to recognise standards have improved. And, you know, when you look at the amount of people who go wild swimming, you know, and it's lovely to think your kids could swim in the Thames, but you're probably far less keen on doing so if you hear about the amount of waste that's put into that. And let's not forget what that waste is at the end of the day.
So if they're pumped, where else could, I mean, are you saying that the treatment plants should be better equipped so they're not having to pump? A lot of it's due to an overflow. They say when you have rains, it just overflows. How can that be addressed?
Well, I mean, ultimately, if you put more money in the treatment plant, you get greater capacity to deal with the higher degrees of rain that comes through. Now, we know that, you know, there are always instances, I think, with any utility where there's going to be unexpected problems. I think the real issue here is we're moving away from unexpected problems to expected problems. And, you know, we've talked about them overflowing, but the last few years have not been remarkable for the amount of weather, the amount of rain that's come down. So it might be a little bit different if we were dealing with a year when there'd been a huge amount of rain, then we understand the system is going to sort of buckle under the strain. The problem is we're not dealing with a historically high level of rain, and the problem is still happening. So, you know, we're asking for the investment, you know, from the companies out of the money that they're currently paying in shareholders to profits to actually go on making sure there's safe, decent water in this country that people can rely on. We don't think that's an unreasonable ask. And if anything, we think that's the very minimum the British public should expect.
Super. If you can, have you got any other figures? Obviously, you send me about the one at Tooting. Do you have any others you can send me?
Effectively, some of the ones with Thames Water is, you know, they dumped effluent for over 68,000 hours into river systems in around Oxford in 2021. And they dumped raw sewage into rivers 5,028 times in that year. Now, a large amount of those, because of the area that covers by Thames Water, is going to be in sort of the area served by Radio Jackie. But it's sometimes difficult to quantify it below that level.
That's great. Thank you so much for talking to me. Is there anything else you want to add to what we've said? So thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me, Andy. And yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you very much indeed.